And we're going to think together now as a church about how God always gives us what we need, so we should say thank you and share. God gives us what we need, so we should say thank you and share. Now, the gifts that you guys have found for me around church are going to help us think about what the Bible, God's word, says about how God gives to us. So which gift did we say would be useful for someone who couldn't walk very well or had maybe hurt themselves? Great job. Now, I think you might be able to see there's something hidden inside the top there. Oh, you were very clever spotting those. Just going to get my microphone. Now, Emma, would you be happy to read that out for me, nice and loud into the microphone? It's on the screen as well, so grown-ups can follow along.
Very good attention.
Very good action.
Very good action and very perfect gifts is from God. These good gifts come down from the creator of the sun and moon and stars. God does not change like these shifting shadows.
Great job. Thank you very much, Emma. What did we say would be useful for someone who was hungry? Adam, the loaf of bread. Can you have a look in that bag and see if you might be able to find something to read? Do you think you could read it out loud for us? That would be great. If it's a bit long, I can do it, but I'll give it a go.
All living things look to you for food, and you give it to them at the right time. You open your hand and satisfy all living things. Everything the Lord does is right. With love, he takes care of all he has made.
Excellent job. Thank you very much, Adam. Okay, which gift did we say would be useful for someone who couldn't see very well? Which one was that? Phoebe, do you know which one that was? That was the glasses, wasn't it? Do you want to have a look in there and see if you can find... It might be inside the glasses case itself. It might be hiding in there. Have a look. No, keep going. It's definitely in the glasses case. Take them out. Oh, nearly. I hid it too well this time. Good job. There we go. We found it. And to unfold that piece of paper for me, you can just put the box away. That's fine. Thank you. Let's see what's written on this piece. Do you think you can read that one out for me? I can do it. That's fine. Here we go. So this one says, in the past, God let all the nations do what they wanted. Yet he did things to prove he is real. He shows kindness to you. He gives you rain from heaven and crops at the right times. He gives you food and fills your hearts with joy. Super. Okay, two more to go. Who can remember which thing we said would be good for someone who was cold? Good job, Emma, the coat. Do you want to have a look maybe in the pockets? It might be hiding in the pockets of the coat. Is it that one or is it the other one? Ah, oh, no. Excellent job. Okay, do you want to read that one out for us?
Jesus said to his followers, so I tell you, don't worry about the food you need to live. Don't worry about the clothes you need for your body. Life is more important than food, and the body is more important than clothes.
Excellent job. Thank you very much. Okay, one last thing to go. What was useful for someone who had hurt themselves? A bandage. Great job, Lydia. Do you want to find that one? Now, it might be hiding inside. Do you need me to undo the safety pin for you? I can do it, that's fine. Thank you. Good job. Right, can you unroll the bandage for me? Aha. Right, last one. Happy to read it out for us, Lydia? Great job. Nice and loud. Excellent job. Thank you very much. Can we just give a little round of applause to all of my helpers and readers? Great job. Okay. So we've seen that the Bible clearly tells us God gives us all the things we need. But how often do we say thank you to him? When someone gives us something good, like a nice present, or does something helpful, like helping us to move house, we say thank you. God gives us so much. But do we say thank you to him? Do we say thank you for the food we eat? for the homes we live in, for the families and friends that God gives us? Or more likely, do we sometimes take them for granted? Now, taking something for granted means not thinking about where it came from or who gave it to us and not saying thank you, not being grateful to them. Do you ever forget to say thank you to God for all the good things that he gives? I know I definitely do. In fact, I think we sometimes go further than taking God's gifts for granted. I think we sometimes get angry about the things that God doesn't give us. I think we start thinking about all the things we don't have, and we get grumpy with God for not giving them to us. Have you ever thought like that, got a bit grumpy about something you don't have? I know I definitely have. Yeah, maybe someone at school has a brand new coat, and we're still stuck wearing the hand-me-down from last winter. Or maybe one of our friends has the latest phone, and we're still using an older model that just about keeps up. Maybe one of our neighbours went on a holiday abroad to a lovely beach, and all we could afford was a weekend camping. Maybe one of our family members has a beautiful big house, and we're making do in a two-bedroom flat. It's easy for us to stop thinking about all the good things that God has given us and start focusing on all the things he hasn't given us. It's too easy for us to stop being grateful and start being grumpy instead. But we need to remember that God gives us what we need, so we should say thank you and share. There might be lots of things we think we need, like the new coat, the latest phone, a foreign holiday, or a bigger house, but often those are just things that we want. They might be really good things, things that we could enjoy, things that would make our lives easier. And we might think that they could fix all our problems, but actually God knows what we need and he gives it to us. Now, the Bible calls getting grumpy about not having what we want sin. Taking God's good gifts for granted and not being grateful to him is sin. And sin deserves to be punished. It's fair for God to take away all the good things he's given us when we are not grateful to him. Have your parents ever done something like that? Maybe taken away a toy that you like when you've been grumpy with them, or said you can't play with a friend if you've done something naughty? Our parents sometimes do that, don't they? And that's what will happen to everyone who goes through their whole lives sinning, their whole lives not being grateful to God. God will take away all of his goodness from them, and they will be separated from him forever. So while there might be lots of things we need in this life, like food and clothes, the one thing we really need most of all is to get rid of sin. We need to stop being grumpy with God, stop taking his goodness for granted. How could we do that? Well, maybe we could just try our best to be really grateful to God every single day and never ever get grumpy with him. Who thinks, hands up, if you could do that for the rest of today? Maybe the rest of this week? The next year? Never being grumpy with God, maybe. Maybe sometimes. Well, I don't think I could even manage the next hour, probably. But even if we started right now, right this minute, and could keep it up for the rest of our lives, we still couldn't get rid of all the ways that we've been grumpy with God in the past. It would still be fair for God to punish us for those things. So we can't get rid of sin on our own. We need help. And wonderfully, God has given us help. He's given us exactly what we need by sending his son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to read another verse from the Bible that's going to come up on the screen. It's 2 Corinthians 5:21, and it says this: Christ had no sin, but God made him become sin. God did this for us so that in Christ we could become right with God. Now, Jesus, that's God's son, came to earth as a man. And throughout his whole life, he was always grateful to God, wasn't he? He never grumbled. He never took anything for granted. He lived a perfect life loving God. And then he chose to die in our place on the cross. Now, our verse describes that as Jesus becoming sin. And when he died, he made it possible for anybody who puts their trust in him to have their sins forgiven. The verse describes this as us becoming right with God. It's like the sin of everybody who trusts in Jesus is left there at the cross. Jesus died in our place, taking the punishment that you and I deserve for our sin, and making it so we can look forward to living with God and enjoying his goodness forever. That sounds good, doesn't it, guys? I'd want to enjoy God's goodness forever. And we should be so grateful for all of the ways that God blesses us, the good things that he gives us. And we should be particularly grateful for Jesus, who has taken away our sin. We can show that we are grateful in the things that we do every day. What kind of things could we do to show that we're grateful to God, guys? Can you think of any ideas how we could be grateful to God, Phoebe? What could we do? Emma? Great job, Emma. Emma says we could read the Bible and talk more about it with each other. Yeah, what do you think, Adam? We could pray. Yeah, great. I was thinking we could say thank you to God before every meal that we eat, remembering that he gives us all the food that we need. Maybe at the end of the day, we could take some time to make a list of the things that we're grateful for that day, maybe for friends and for fun with them. And we could praise God for them. And we could sing songs together like we've been doing this morning, songs that talk about how great God is and what he's done for us. But we shouldn't just be grateful. We should also share the good things that God gives us. And we've done a great job of that this morning, bringing all of these gifts to share with family support work. But we should be looking out for opportunities every single day to share with people who are in need. Maybe you could think about bringing food or household things for family support work regularly. Jeffrey helpfully collects things for us here at church and takes them to family support work. And we know that they are very much appreciated. Or maybe you could bake some cakes for your neighbour to say how much you care about them. You could donate clothes that don't fit you anymore to a charity shop for people who need them. You could just be there for one of your friends who is in trouble. Or maybe you could share your lunch with a friend at school who doesn't have as much as you. But even more important than sharing the material things that God gives us is sharing the good news that through Jesus' death on the cross, anybody can have their sins forgiven and look forward to enjoying God's goodness forever. And we should always be looking out for opportunities to do this with our friends at school or at our clubs that we go to, with our work colleagues, our family members and our neighbours. Jesus is the best thing that God has given us, and we should not keep quiet about him. So as God's people at this harvest time and every day through our lives, we should remember that God gives us what we need. So we should say thank you and share. Let me pray for us. Dear God, thank you so much for all the good things you give us. We're sorry that we often take them for granted and get grumpy about the things we don't have. Thank you for sending Jesus to die and take away our sin. Please help us to be grateful, to share with people in need, and to talk about Jesus with people who don't know him yet. Amen.